Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The CDC's new guidance that fully vaccinated people can ditch their masks may be relieving to many, but it's causing confusion while New York and New Jersey are still requiring masks indoors. We get more now from WCBS's Christy Kalishian.
Using the honor system and easing mask requirements indoors is a concern, says infectious disease specialist at Northwell Health, Dr. David Hirschwerk.
One of the concerns and one of the barriers is not having a reliable system to demonstrate who is vaccinated and who is not, being able to really use that in a way that's useful to make determinations as to who needs to wear masks and not.
The virus still being spreadable by those who are fully vaccinated still puts those who aren't vaccinated at risk, especially when they aren't required to wear masks. But those who are immunocompromised, Dr. Hirschwerk says, even though they won't have as strong of an immune response to the virus.
But they'll get enough of a response that it will at least provide some degree of protection, and that degree of protection could be the difference between having mild illness from COVID or having more severe illness that would require hospitalization.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Private businesses continue to make their own rules around mask wearing. Trader Joe's and Walmart are both dropping their mask mandates for fully vaccinated shoppers. CVS, Walgreens, and Macy's say they are reviewing their mask requirements. Some Connecticut restaurateurs are questioning how they should handle the state's plans to require indoor mask wearing for only unvaccinated people. Some are worried about having to determine whether customers are actually fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The new rules take effect Wednesday. The NYPD will not be allowed to participate in this year's annual Pride March on June 27th or in any Pride March until at least the year 2025. The decision, which also applies to corrections officers, was made by NYC Pride. It says the announcement follows many months of conversation and discussion with key stakeholders in the community. Organizers have retained a private security firm. They'll be asking the NYPD to stay a block away from all events. NYC Pride will also employ safety volunteers with de-escalation training for first response when necessary. In a statement, the NYPD said, quote, "The idea of officers being excluded is disheartening and runs counter to our shared values of inclusion and tolerance. That said, we'll still be there to ensure traffic safety and good order during this huge, complex event." Four people have been arrested in connection with a series of subway slashings and assaults early yesterday. At least four men were wounded in the overnight attacks. Another man was punched in the face. Police say all but one of the incidents happened within a 12-minute span on the same number 4 train in Lower Manhattan. The victims were taken to hospitals in stable condition. Officers armed with surveillance video and descriptions of the suspects intercepted them as they got off a northbound number 1 train at the 79th Street station in Manhattan. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Danielle Niddle. And Danielle, a mix of sun and clouds today.
Yeah, looking at a mixture of sunshine and clouds here for the rest of our day, and there's been a couple of showers that have been popping up as well. Most of that activity has been across northwest Jersey thus far, and that's where we're going to be kind of keeping our eyes on here for the rest of the afternoon. It's going to be from northwest Jersey on up into the Hudson Valley for something stray. We did hit 78 degrees last hour. Sea breeze has kicked in, so that's helping to kind of knock those temperatures down a little bit here now around our area. And as we go into tonight, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy, low 56 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds. Can see a shower around for the afternoon, but again, not a washout by any means to round out our weekend. Tomorrow, 72. Then for Monday, clouds and some sunshine. A stray afternoon shower. Looks like mostly north and west of the city, back up to 72. Tuesday, very nice, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. And on Wednesday, lots of sunshine and will turn even warmer. Will be right around 80 degrees. Right now, we have 70 degrees in Valley Stream at 77 in Union, 73 degrees in Midtown. We'll go down tonight to a low of 56. John?
Thank you, Danielle. Gasoline prices are up in the tri-state after a ransomware attack crippled the Colonial Pipeline that supplies nearly half the fuel load for the East Coast. New York prices up 11 cents on average from $3 to $3.04 from $2.89 in April. And in New Jersey, the average price is $3.06, up 6 cents from a week ago. A year ago, Garden State drivers were paying $2 a gallon. We'll have more on how the Colonial Pipeline hack has impacted business at 15 past the hour. If New York does go through with congestion pricing, New Jersey lawmakers are now promising to hit back. WCBS's Steve Burns reports.
New Jerseyans are already paying their fair share, says State Assemblyman Chris Tully.
Through income taxes and existing tolls, and generally through economic activity as they're working across state lines.
He calls congestion pricing a slap in the face to New Jersey. It would charge an extra toll to anyone driving in Manhattan south of 60th Street.
Our taxpaying residents should not be used to bail out the failed policies of New York City.
Tully is promising to fight back with a bill of his own, charging an extra toll to non-New Jersey drivers crossing the Hudson. The money would go towards reimbursing what New Jerseyans pay to New York.
It should not be used to fund the MTA or New York's environmental policies.
Revenues from congestion pricing would go towards fixing up the subway system used by commuters across the region. The MTA calls Tully's bill legally dubious, saying it's still considering potential discounts for tolls paid at other crossings. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.